President Trump will have at least one primary challenger in his bid for re-election in 2020. Former Governor William Weld has formally launched his own campaign for president. Bill Weld left the Republican Party to run as a Libertarian vice presidential candidate in 2016, but returned to the GOP earlier this year and joins us on the line now to talk about his 2020 campaign. Good morning, Governor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Bob, it's great to be with you. Thanks very much.
You know, many people consider this a long shot. Tell us why you're doing this. What's the case against President Trump?
Ooh, the case is that he's not doing the job that has to be done in Washington. Abroad, he's set out to insult our allies, our military allies. It's like he thinks we don't need any, and yet he praises dictators. It's the opposite of what our foreign policy should be. At home, he's made no effort to cut spending. I'm an economic conservative, if nothing else. I was rated the most fiscally conservative governor in the United States when I was in office. And so I think I've proved I know how to cut spending. They need that in Washington. There's no grown-ups down there worrying about, you know, the public fisc and how do we balance our checkbook. And there hasn't been for a long time. So I think that would be a long, cool drink of water. The president and I really do not have much in common in terms of policy, except the one thing I do agree with is that the tax cut that went through in 17. And as you may recall, Bob, in fact, I'm sure you do, since you have a rat trap mind, Paul Cellucci and I cut taxes 21 times. So I look forward to being able to take that case to the people. And I don't think that this is going to be decided just by the membership of Republican state committees around the country, which is what you're seeing now with these 90% approval ratings.
But there is no question that Donald Trump controls the Republican Party now from top to bottom. You mentioned he has 90% support from Republicans. So how do you cut through to rank and file Republicans to pick you over the president in the 2020 primaries and caucuses around the nation?
Well, the short answer is you change the size and the shape of the electorate that's voting in the Republican primary. And as you know, Bob, both in New Hampshire, where I am now, up in Manchester, and in Massachusetts, independents, unenrolled voters, can vote in either primary. So they could take a Republican ballot. And I think you may recall that when I was elected, that's exactly what provided my margin of victory. Was independents came in 6-1 on my behalf. And, that can happen again. So what you see when you poll Republican primary voters is not necessarily Republican registered Republicans is not necessarily the same as the people who are going to be voting in the primary. Obviously, it behooves me to appeal to millennials, to appeal to Gen Xers and say to them, look, the fact that there's $30 trillion in debt sitting on your heads is not doing you any favors. So let's get real here. And that's my task.
In your exploratory campaign, you spent a lot of time in New Hampshire, where you are this morning. Is the feedback there representative of what you think you'll encounter in other parts of the country when you seek Republican votes and the votes of independents who might be able in some states to vote in the GOP primary?
Well, the feedback has been good in New Hampshire and good in Massachusetts. Now, those are both New England states, and maybe New England is slightly more hospitable to my brand of politics than some other areas of the country, but it definitely feels good. I'm not getting negative pushback either at home or in New Hampshire. Probably in May, I'll be making a swing through California, partly for fundraising, but partly also for politics, because the president is not getting along too well with California these days, and I think that'll be fertile territory as well. But no, people have been great. Almost unanimously, they say, we were just waiting for somebody to stand up and be counted, and now that's me. And I'm in second place, Bob. You know, those poor Democrats, there's 25 of them. Wouldn't they give their eye teeth to be in second place?
Well, you're in second place in the GOP primary right now behind President Trump, and you have a big ladder to climb. Let me ask you to respond to this. A spokesman for the Republican National Committee was dismissive of your challenge, saying, quote, any effort to challenge the president's nomination is bound to go absolutely nowhere. Respond to that.
Well, what are they going to say? We're scared to death of this guy? I mean, when I, you know, first began making noises about running in February up here at the Politics and Eggs in Bedford, New Hampshire, they said, no, we're not going to have a primary. We're not going to have the first in the nation primary because we're all in for Trump. So we're not going to have any contest here. Well, that lasted about, 10 minutes until everyone in New Hampshire jumped on that idea and said, that's the stupidest thing we've ever heard. You know, our currency in the country at large is largely a result, a product of the fact that we do have this first in the nation primary. And as John Sununu once said, the Midwest, they pick corn. In New Hampshire, we pick presidents. It's an important part of the nominating process. So not everything that the Republican National Committee says in their press releases turns into law, put it that way.
Are you going to run a 50-state campaign? You talk about campaigning in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, probably in New England, California. But are you going to shy away from places where the president is undoubtedly going to be the strongest, the upper Midwest and the Deep South? You going to run a 50-state campaign or not?
Yeah, I take your point about the Deep South, not about the upper Midwest. Wisconsin is a good, hospitable state, even though the president won it last time. But that's, that's the state of Bob La Follette, the progressive from the early 20th century. And I feel right at home there. I've been friendly with Wisconsin governors for some time. Tommy Thompson was a great ally of mine in office. He's a four-term governor there. So I think I start in the six New England states and then the mid-Atlantic states, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland. I've spent a lot of time in all those states and West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington are a hospitable country. I spent a lot of time in the last cycle, Bob, in the Intermountain West, where I had not spent too much time before, but I definitely would go after those states as well. So there's not too many places that you wouldn't see me during the campaign.
Last question, Bill Weld. You've said that if you don't beat Trump, you won't run as an independent in 2020, but that you also can't support a Democrat. But would you prefer a Democratic victory if what you succeed in doing is not beating the president but weakening his 2020 campaign?
We're just going to have to wait and see what emerges from the Democratic side. The only thing I'm sure of is that I could not in good conscience endorse the president given his divisiveness and mean-spiritedness in office. There's just no other way to say it.
Republican candidate for president in 2020, former Massachusetts Governor William Weld. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.